It's Wednesday, September 15th, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Library. I'm doing an oral history interview this afternoon with Joan Ulmer, U-L-M-E-R. So Joan, what is your full name?
Joan Irene Ulmer.
And when and where were you born?
March 13th, 1937, Borges Hospital.
Okay, and where do you live today?
Kalamazoo Township. I've lived in my house 50 years.
Okay, and what's your address?
2509 Cimarron Drive.
Okay, and what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
It's May 1933. My father came out, Lorne Draper came out to get a job at KVP. And
where did he come from?
In Kalamazoo.
From okay.
And he found out that they weren't hiring single men, so he went back and grabbed my mom and said, "We got to get married if I want to get a job at Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment Company."
And if I can ask, what was your mother's name?
Charlotte.
Maiden name?
Dickinson.
Dickinson. Okay, so your dad grabbed your mom.
And they were married May 15th, 1933. And I was about 2.5 years old when we came out and moved into the company house at 507 Mill Street at that time.
Do you know what it is now?
Keys Drive.
Now Keys Drive. All mm-hmm. right.
And the house is still there. And I drive by it every once in a while.
Sure. Sure. So did he then get hired?
Yeah, he got hired after he got married, and he worked there for 12 years before we moved away. But my sister was just a baby when we moved there.
Was it 33? Was it 33 when he got hired?
Uh-huh. Okay. It was 37 when I was born.
All right.
And we moved into the company house when I was about 2.5 or 3. My sister was maybe 2.
And how long did you live in the company house?
About 1939 to 1944.
Tell me some memories of that house. How big were they?
We had 2 bedrooms and a bathroom, living room, and kitchen.
All one floor.
All one floor, and we had a basement.
Okay.
And they dumped the coal down the chute.
Yes. Sure.
In the basement. And my 2 brothers were born after we moved in that house. And so there was 4 of us, 2 girls and 2 boys.
Okay.
We all had whooping cough when we were there.
You did? Do you remember the year?
We were all born. My youngest brother was just tiny.
Okay.
I can remember the 3 of us older ones sitting on the couch, and my dad and his friend Frank Passage went fishing and got bluegills, and that was the only food we could keep down.
Was that right?
Yep. And I used to ride my tricycle down to the corner and back towards the railroad tracks,
mm-hmm.
and meet my dad coming over the railroad track, and we'd walk back home together.
Sure.
And when Dad had the Sundays off, he made breakfast. We always had pancakes.
Did all of these houses look the same?
No.
They didn't?
No. And at the time we lived there, there was a vacant lot between every house on that block, that whole block.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Okay. How about, were people growing a lot of their own vegetables in the backyard?
We had a small vegetable garden there. But Frank Passage and my dad went together, and the whole, across the street, there was only 4 houses in that whole big area there when we lived there. And they had a huge garden. They raised everything, potatoes, turnips,
okay,
there.
And did people sell their own vegetables or can them?
No, canned them.
Canned them.
My mom was constantly canning.
She was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this was just after the Depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people were doing, do you remember... Do you remember your neighbors or any kids you used to play with?
Yes, the Loomis kids lived to the south of us,
mm-hmm.
and the Harris kids lived to the north of us.
Okay.
And we used to play ball, and we used to have a ball diamond in one of those vacant lots and played ball.
Okay.
Even though I was only 7 when we moved away.
Okay. Let me ask you about, did you go to school here?
I started kindergarten, went through kindergarten and half of first grade before we moved away.
Oh.
And when they sold, okay. When they sold the furniture from the school, I got one of the oak kindergarten chairs, and I have it at home.
When did they do that?
Before they tore it down and rebuilt the addition.
Do you remember what year?
No.
No?
I wasn't living here then.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So, indoor plumbing. This is great. Did you have a telephone?
No.
No phone?
No phone.
No phone in the company house?
No.
Okay. What?
Another thing I remember is they built on the front porch while we lived there and screened it in.
Just your house?
Well,
or other company houses?
Ours was the only one that didn't have a porch.
I see.
So we got the porch.
They did an improvement.
Yes.
On your house.
Uh-huh.
Where did you move? Where'd your family move when you left the company house?
My dad decided he liked to farm better than working in the mill. So we moved up north to my aunt and uncle's farm in Ionia County.
Okay.
Alfred and Ruby Ferris.
All right. Now let's say your dad worked. Let's go back to your dad and KVP.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? You know what he did at KVP?
The rewinder.
The rewinder.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he did before that. That's the only one I remember.
Okay, so you think he had other jobs in the
mm-hmm.
mill before
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Did he talk about the mill?
I know that there was a man killed at the time he worked there, but
oh.
I don't know. Remember what his name was?
Oh.
Or I know he went into one of the machines, but I don't know.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't remember what his name was.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But we left here in 44.
In 44.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you in the family? Are you the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What are your brothers and sisters' names?
My sister's name is Carolyn. My brother.
What's her last name?
Devoyne.
Okay.
And my brother, Larry Draper, and Gary Draper are both deceased now.
They are.
Yeah.
But Carol is still?
Carolyn, yes.
Carolyn. Okay. And she lives?
At Evergreen North.
Oh, so she's around.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. What kind of games did you play as a kid? Do you remember?
We played tag.
Sure.
And Little Red Rover.
Yes.
And a Mother May I.
Okay.
And
did you ever play on the playground equipment that was here, or were you still too young for that? There was playground equipment.
At the school?
Can't remember if there was some up here at the foot of Kindleberger Park or not. Were you ever in the community hall?
Oh, yes. We went to Sunday school there.
You did?
Yes.
Was that where Parchment United Methodist Church?
Yes.
Sunday school?
I think so.
Yeah, because they met there.
Uh-huh.
They met
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to Sunday school there.
Do you remember your teacher?
No.
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 Okay. Okay. How about any of the other celebrations that they used to have there?
Yeah. We went. Mom used to take us because Dad worked shift work all the time. So
That's right.
Yeah.
The shift work. So Christmas parties.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe the Halloween party was a big deal, I think, too.
I remember Dad carving big pumpkins for us.
Yes.
And putting them out on the steps.
Sure.
For when the kids came.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this was your dad. You lived here when the mill was pretty busy.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that a lot of people in town here were employed at the mill.
Yes.
The time that your dad was here, too.
Mm-hmm.
The town wasn't really that big then, I don't think.
One year when my son was about 7, they had an open house at the mill. And the three of us, my husband and myself and my son, went.
Yeah.
And I got to see the area where my dad worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if your son was 7, when was he born?
78.
So it was mid-80s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They had an open house over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the first time you got in there?
Yeah.
The first time you got to see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Did you have family chores when you were a kid?
Yes.
Now, this would have been mostly, you remember, up when you were up north or here?
Well, I was 7 when we left here.
When you left here.
But I had to keep an eye on my youngest brother. He was a little over a year old when we left here.
I see.
Of course, he was beginning to walk and, you know, getting into stuff. And Mom, the washing machine was in the O-ringer washer was in the basement, and Mom hung the clothes outside, so it was my responsibility when I got home from school to watch him if he was up from his nap. And I was really quiet when I got home if he was sleeping because I didn't want him to get up right away.
Right. You didn't want to have to start taking care of him right away. He'd just been in school all day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What were your best and worst subjects in school?
Reading was my best.
It was.
Yeah, because I...
And here she sits with a stack of books on the table while we're talking.
Yes.
Okay, what was your worst? What didn't you like?
Math. Yes. I still struggle trying to get my checkbook.
And you went to grade school where?
Right here.
Right here.
Kindergarten here. And that part through the first grade. And then I went to a one-room schoolhouse in Ionia County. Coleman School.
Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
What city was that in? Do you
remember? No city. We were on the farm.
Okay.
It was right next to U.S. 16 when it was just a two-lane highway.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Uh-huh. Sure. How about middle school and high school?
Carson City. We moved on up to Montcalm County. I went to another one-room school, Miller School, before I went into Carson City for seventh grade and on through high school there.
Okay, through high school there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you play sports in high school?
Basketball.
Basketball? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was one of the tall ones, so yes. I was guard.
Okay. Sure. Sure. Now, you have been, you've been back in Parchment how long?
I moved back to Kalamazoo from Lansing. That's where I worked at Farm Bureau there.
You did? How long did you do that?
2 years before they went to computers, and my job was done away with.
Eliminated. Okay.
And I had relatives here because my grandparents lived here.
Sure.
And
What were your grandparents' names?
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Draper, and Iva Maud Bostoff Draper.
Okay, and that's on your husband's...
Dad's side,
excuse me. Dad's side. Uh-huh. Okay, so you came back here. When was that?
1958.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I graduated in 1955 from Carson City High School.
All right.
Class of 39.
What does that mean?
39 members in the senior class.
Oh, I see. 39. Okay, and so then you moved back here 3 years later.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And I worked for Consumers Power Company then.
All right.
Yep, I started there part-time, and then I got a full-time job there.
And how long were you there?
Till 65.
And then what happened?
We were trying to have a family, and I was having problems.
You were? Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you didn't work?
From 65 for 18 years.
Okay.
Until my husband's job moved from Kalamazoo to Nashville.
Nashville, Michigan?
No.
Or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. And yeah. What did he do?
Gibson guitars.
Oh, he did?
Yes, 25 years. That's where I met him.
You met him?
Yes.
Did you work there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Were you part-time there?
No,
full-time
hand sander on guitar.
You were?
Yes.
And how long did you do that?
Just a year because they had the company policy that husband and wife couldn't work there, and we got married the following July.
That's right.
Yes.
And what did he do there?
He was a rim builder.
That's a world-famous company.
I know.
Yes.
He met a lot of famous people.
He did. Did you then, subsequently? Or
no. I left in a year.
Okay.
No. Uh-huh. Went back to Consumers Energy, our power company.
You did. And how long did you work there?
Until 65.
Okay.
And then I quit to try to have a family.
Uh-huh.
And it took a whole 18 years.
Okay.
We were married over 18 years before we got our son. I was 41, almost 42 when he was born.
You were?
Yes.
Okay. Your son's name?
Eric.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Is he, now are you a grandmother?
Yes.
Yes. Two, how many kids?
Two granddaughters.
And their names?
Adeline, 4, and Metta, M-E-T-T-A, 1.
Oh, brand new. Almost brand new.
And Eric will be 32 this December.
Okay. All right. What's his wife's name?
Jessica.
Jessica. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. So you've been back here. Did you retire from one of those?
No, Parchment Community Schools. I worked at the Alternative Ed Center, Barkley Hills.
You did?
For 14 years.
What did you do there?
I was, well, a general gopher.
Oh, you were. You
I was hall monitor, food service, bus monitor.
Yes.
Janitor when they needed one during the day.
Sure. And that, has that school always been high school age alternative school?
It's middle school and high school. It was when you were there. Yes,
I think it's high schoolers now.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. But at the time I started there, they had nurseries for the mothers that had babies.
They did.
Uh-huh. And I used to take care of the babies 5 days a week.
You did?
Hard job, let me tell you. Hard to love those babies.
Were there lots of them in there? Lots in the nursery? Yes. Were you the only staff person in there?
No, there was usually two or three other helpers, depending on how many. We always had one we could call in if we got over a certain limit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Like how many little kids would be in there at a time?
What, maybe 12.
Oh, mercy.
Yes.
Okay.
We did two and under in our nursery, and then three and above were in another nursery.
Were in another. And how long would the moms be in school all day? How long would you have these kids?
About 7:30 to 2:15.
Oh, so you were feeding them and...
No. Mothers came in on their lunch hours and fed their babies. That was our lunch hour.
Sure.
Staff lunch hour. So.
Okay.
And we could leave the room and go someplace else in the building and eat our lunch.
Right, right.
Have a little downtime.
Yeah. Yeah, and how long did you do that?
I was there 14 years altogether, but they didn't have nurseries all that 14 years.
Okay.
That's when I did the other thing, so.
Who was the director, the principal up there? Do you remember when you were there?
Phillips. Mr. Phillips was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And can't think of the other one's name. It was another man. And then it was Mattern, Christy Mattern.
Okay.
And then it was, her name went right out of my mind.
That's okay. It'll probably come back. What years did you work there?
93 to 2007.
So just recently you've been...
I retired at 70.
You did? You did.
Uh-huh.
You did. Okay.
Yes. I've lived in my house 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, this would have been our 50th wedding anniversary, too.
It would have. Your husband has passed?
Yes, it'll be 8 years this coming March.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, recognize you from being in the library all the time.
Yes.
Did you volunteer here?
I was on the Friends of the Library in the 70s.
You were?
Mm-hmm. I left when I became pregnant.
Okay. That must have been a party. Age 41 and you're pregnant? That must have been a party.
Yes, and we didn't know it for 5.5 months, and I grew up on a farm. Figure that out.
Oh, my word. Surprise, surprise,
yeah.
Huh?
We found out in August, and he was born in December.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my word. Well.
Shortest pregnancy in history.
So you were on the Friends here, and were you still doing the same things that they're doing now, like sorting books and having book sales, or were they doing other things too?
No, they weren't having the book sales.
No book sales.
Not then.
Okay, so what were you guys doing then?
Just going over.
Were you fundraising? Were you raising any money for the library collections, or?
Yeah, they were trying. They were trying different things, I remember vaguely, but it's, like I said, it was in the 70s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And how long, do you remember how long you did that?
Two years, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Because, I mean, the pregnancy was the biggest surprise of my life.
Holy mercy, your life changed radically that year, yes, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
We just got the guest room done for a guest room and had to change it back in, change it into a nursery.
No kidding. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. That's, oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, that's a very big change in your life. Just yes. Almost overnight, yes. Right?
Well, yeah, and when we first moved in there in 1960, I had the only car in the neighborhood, so I was everybody other's mother's car.
You were?
Yes, oh. I had my name on more kids at school because they called me when the kid had to come home, or the mother would come and get me, and I had the permission to go get the child.
Oh, mercy.
And then when I had mine, they had moved out of the neighborhood.
Yeah. So, on your own.
On my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting how these work out?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I treasure the memories of the company house and learning how to roller skate there.
You did? Did they have roller skating in there?
Yes.
Or do you mean roller skating in the neighborhood?
In the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. Do they have sidewalks or in the street?
They
had sidewalks.
Yes, they did. On our side of the street.
Okay.
Not on the other side yet. Because they didn't have that many houses.
Okay.
Over there.
Okay.
And you could see all the way up to Riverview from my front porch.
Sure. And there was lots of open land here then.
Yes, there was.
Uh-huh. Lots of, this is kind of rural, in a way, with this town growing up around the mill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you.
My Uncle Lyle worked at KVP.
What was his last name?
Draper.
Draper, he did.
Lyle.
Lyle Draper, doing?
He was on maintenance and pipe, the plumbing and the piping part of the maintenance.
Did he live here?
Yes, they lived on Boylan Avenue.
So did you have cousins to play with when you were a kid?
Yeah, always. Always. Every Sunday we went to Grandpa and Grandma's, and all of us met there for Sunday dinners.
Sure.
And Grandma used to ride the bus out and get off here by the school and walk down to our house at 507.
Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Grandpa would come and pick her up after he got out of work.
So what was one of those big Sunday dinners like? What would she fix? Well, would everybody bring something,
everybody brought something, whatever their specialty was. Yeah. We had an aunt that made the die-for pies. And and my mom was good with cakes. So
is
she
that
made
right?
Birthday cakes, yes.
Okay.
I have a picture of us. There's, I have to think, there's 11 of us, and we're all stair-step in Grandpa and Grandma's driveway from the oldest down. And my youngest brother was the youngest. There was two girls born after him, cousins.
I see. Oh, what a great picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of us are on our roller skates.
You are?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my cousin Charles and Donna, they started at the same school here. There. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you had that, go to school with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different grades we were in.
Sure.
But
okay.
But we went to school
together, yeah. Yeah. Do you remember any of the businesses in Parchment when you were a kid?
Oh, Belle Isles.
Yes? Belle Isles.
Belle Isles. Basically, that's the only one I remembered. And Harding's.
Yeah, Harding's.
Harding's was there. And there was a gas station on each corner, the G Avenue and Riverview. There was four gas stations on the corner.
Right, I heard that. Yeah.
And the one on the corner of the block that we lived behind on Keys Drive, my dad would allow us to walk up across and go get penny candy at the gas station. And then he'd watch from the porch for us to walk back.
Yes.
Because we were so little.
Sure. Yeah.
Because like I said, I was seven when we moved away.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But none of the other, like, let's see, some of these other businesses that I've been hearing when I do oral histories on other people, Goosen's.
Oh, the
general store?
The department store.
Oh, the department store.
It was there.
Yes.
We used to get our clothes and shoes there. I can remember going.
Sure.
Going there.
Sure. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a bank
next
to the current Parchment Manor. There was a bank this side of it, I understand.
Yeah, that was national. They tore down the community center to build National City.
Oh, that's true, which mm-hmm. is right next door to us now. That's mm-hmm. true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is now PNC. They've changed yeah. their names, too.
Yeah. I got a name for them, but do you want me to put it on the tape?
It's...
I call it popcorn nuts and candy.
Oh. Why?
Or previously National City.
Oh. You know, I don't even know what PNC stands for. Maybe it stands for that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you remember the weather? Do you remember if the winters
winters
were harder?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Than they are now.
Yes, a lot harder. Yeah.
And what kind of heat did you have in that house, in
coal.
That company house? Coal. Do you have a coal stove, or was it?
Coal furnace.
A coal furnace.
In the basement.
In the basement, sure.
The coal came down the coal chute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, everything upstairs was electric, electric stove. We didn't have gas in the house. Just electric.
Oh, it was electric.
Uh-huh.
In the house.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my brother Larry, my oldest brother, one of the boys.
Yeah.
He was a commercial artist. He had his first studio at the Kindleberger house.
He did.
In the Kindleberger house. Yeah.
Well, what kind of painting?
Commercial.
Did he do?
Commercial.
Oh, commercial painting.
Commercial
oh, okay.
art. The flower catalogs, the seed catalogs.
Yes.
He did some of the ones for Burgess Seeds.
He did?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember going to this art opening?
I didn't go
or
to the
art
opening,
display?
But I used to visit him there.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to go visit him upstairs. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to go.
Yes?
Yeah.
In and up the...
Yeah.
Climb the stairs in there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is right up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Across and back, tucked up back into the
trees.
Into the trees from the library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What? Let me ask you. Let's get philosophical here for a minute.
Okay.
Let me ask you one thing before we get philosophical. How is parchment different today from when you were a child?
Well, since Belle Isles left, it's sort of flat.
Really?
Flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot more traffic there when they had the department store in Belle Isles, and Harding's were all right in the thing, you know.
That's right.
Same area, and there was a lot of traffic through here then, a lot more, because, well, the mill was running full tilt.
Yep.
And so there was mm-hmm. a lot of traffic, a lot of trains. Can remember the trains?
Cause the
they
trains.
Went,
that's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think CKNS went through here.
I'm not sure what train
yeah.
it was,
okay.
but it was just...
The
trains. Train, yes.
And do you remember hearing the whistle at the mill?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because we've had recountings of that.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knew.
It was noon.
When it was noon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So lots busier than now.
Oh, yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we didn't have a library then either.
That's right. Thank you for saying.
Yeah.
A little plug for the library. That's
but once
it, that's
I
right.
learned how to read, I'd been an avid reader.
Mm-hmm.
I can read, I probably read between five and ten books a week.
You do?
Yes.
Now. When did you learn to read, do you remember?
When I was first grade.
First grade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First grade. Been a reader ever since.
Yes. As we said, she has a stack of books here. Okay, let me ask you this. What do you consider a successful life, and how has parchment affected that?
Well, it's given me a lot of wonderful memories. The mm. small town, I love small towns, and parchment is definitely small town.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved them. And I graduated from a small town high school, and a lot of camaraderie
yes.
there. And I think that... Well, I can count my friends, not just on one hand, but I have a lot of friends. I belong to a lot of groups of ladies.
Yes.
And friends. So.
Okay.
And like when my husband passed away, I don't know what I would do without my church family.
And where do you go to church now?
The Lutheran Church of the Savior on G Avenue.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've been attending there?
Since 1994.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm their nursery lady. I've been their nursery lady since 1994.
Again with the babies.
Yes. I'm there every Sunday all year except one, Memorial Day weekend. I go up north to decorate the graves, family graves up there.
Sure. Sure.
So I take that Sunday off, and unless I'm sick, I'm there every Sunday.
I see.
Yes.
I see. How many hours every Sunday?
Two, at least.
2 hours.
That's what they pay me for.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And do you love that?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So and lots of friends.
Lots of friends.
Yeah.
I have gone through cancer twice.
You have.
And each time I finished my last radiation treatment, I let my friends and family know that I was going to be at Bennigan's for supper and they could join me there. First time we had 40 people come, friends from all
Mercy.
My groups, and the second time we had 52.
Fabulous!
Yeah, from all of the groups, family, friends, and my church group, my sit and stitch group, my chunky monkey breakfast group.
What other groups are you in?
Well, it's mostly at church.
But I saw you at a sewing group.
That's sit and stitch.
That's sit and stitch. I saw you in the cafeteria at Bronson.
Yes.
I see. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yes, and we get together, like the sit and stitch group may get together 3 times a week.
I see.
And not the same people every time. It'll be according to their hours and whatever.
Sure. Sure.
And the Chunky Monkey group is the same group every Monday morning at Scooter D's.
And who invented that name?
Well, the lady that started the whole thing has passed away.
I see.
And that's where I got this.
Okay. She's showing me an elephant pendant, beautiful elephant pendant.
And her niece named us the Chunky Monkey Group, and we really don't know why she called us that. But now that Sharon's gone, we have a white monkey that comes to breakfast with us every Monday morning.
Oh, my word. Has his own chair?
It sits in the middle of the table to supervise all of us. Yeah.
And what other groups are you in?
Well, the Sit and Stitch group is very big, and I brought them to the Embroiderers Guild of America, the EGA.
You do?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they have a local chapter here? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, what's that about?
That's embroidery.
And do you have shows, or do you, what do you do?
They had the Festival of Trees. They always had a decorated tree at the Festival of the Trees, and now that's not going to happen.
That's right. This year it was canceled.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They always do that. And then.
So would you spend your whole your year kind of making decorations for the tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
They would decide on a theme for the tree and then make decorations according to the theme.
I
that
see.
They decided on.
I see. Okay.
And at church we have a prayer shawl group.
Yes.
And,
sure.
And shawls. We have them all blessed by our pastor, and then they're given out to people who've lost a family member or have cancer or facing serious surgery or.
Yes.
And then, but we also crochet baby afghans, and any baby that's baptized in our church gets a baby afghan.
Oh.
And we do hats and mittens.
Okay.
And it's donated to the foster children.
All right.
We support.
Is that a Foster Children? Is that a Kalamazoo County organization?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then we do loaves and fishes. We have an open barrel there. People bring in stuff all the time for that.
Where's the barrel? At church?
At church.
At church.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Foodstuffs.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
And we have a rummage sale in July or August every year. And that we decide on where that money is going to go each year.
Mercy! I don't know how you find time to read, frankly.
Yeah, I do. And that's just the surface.
It's probably a good thing you retired.
Yeah,
so you can do all this.
Yeah, well, I couldn't do all that when I was working.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So you can do all this.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What would you like people to remember most about parchment?
The paper mills.
Yeah.
The paper mills.
Uh-huh.
Because if it hadn't been for the paper mills, there would not be a parchment.
That's right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. We would be Kalamazoo North or something.
That's right. A northeast suburb of Kalamazoo.
Yes.
With no distinctive place.
Yeah.
I must tell you
that the paper mill, Mr. Kindleberger, started in 1909. That was the same year that my grandparents, Lewis and Ivan Maud Bostoff Draper were married.
I see. Mm-hmm. So this is very memorable.
Yeah.
You get lots of dates that coincide with memorable things, family, and things going on around here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Joan, do you want to add anything?
Well, I don't think so. I think we've pretty well covered everything.
Yeah. I want to thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because, as I said, everybody's got different memories, and these oral histories just contribute greatly to the local history of this area, and without them, we wouldn't know what had happened here.
Yes. I've enjoyed attending the writer's classes here.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
You have been writing some family history, I believe.
Yes.
How's that going?
Pretty good. We're planning on getting a Draper's book, family tree book, published, and we want some of these stories and stuff that from here, like my grandpa Draper.
Yes.
My Uncle Lyle and my dad worked on laying bricks for Burdick Street.
Yes.
Worked at the airport on the first runway.
Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. And worked in the beginning of Millen Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of local involvement here on the part of your family.
Yes. I had an article published in the Michigan History magazine in 81.
What was that about?
They wanted to know people's memories of the Great Depression. And because I had family living in the country as farmers and people in the city, I wrote to all my aunts and uncles and got their letters and then composed an article from what they told me. And one of the funniest thing my Uncle Lyle said was they give you your roast beef or your chunk of beef on Fridays, and Grandma would start cooking it, then by Sunday it was ready to eat.
Oh, my. Well, there had to be some kitchen magic going on with that piece of meat. Yeah.
And my uncle on my mother's side, my Uncle John worked for the CCC.
Oh, planting trees. Do you know where?
No, that's what we're working on right now.
John Draper?
Dickinson.
John Dickinson.
My mom's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge movement in the state.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. You're plenty busy. You're plenty busy.
Yeah.
As I said, Joan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
For contributing to the history here. It was great to talk to you today.
Thank you.